City Connection, and we have City Councilor Jim Kern with us. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Late night last night. You guys got a lot done.
I don't know that we got a lot done, but we were there for a long time. But we certainly went over a lot. Yes, it was a long, protracted meeting, but a very positive meeting last night.
A couple of things. We had a nice check presentation last night.
We did. We were very fortunate to have Sarah Freeman and Dennis Halpin in last night from Truity, and gave us another unbelievable donation for the Tower Center to go along with the many others we have. But it was a wonderful presentation, great local bank downtown, and they've been a real integral part of our community. They have a lot of wonderful people on their staff, and their team is throughout the community on a daily basis. So we were very privileged and very fortunate to have them present us with a check for $10,000 last night.
Yeah, right. Now, we had to have a change order because of that, right?
We did. I mean, it's all a positive thing. The change orders have been coming about lately because of we've been reducing some costs because of the amount of donations that we've been having coming in. Mm-hmm. The original park is scheduled to be about $1.7 million. That's what we approved, but we actually had $400,000 or $500,000 worth of improvements that we budgeted out of it to get it to that budget number. Mm-hmm. And we've been fortunate enough with the donations that have been coming back in that we've been able to buy some of those value engineering things back. We've widened some sidewalks, added some new finishes to the sidewalk, done some things that we'd pulled out to meet our budget. And we've been very fortunate to add these things back into the park that we had to initially take away just so we could get the stage, canopy in, the area to the left, the open area, the gathering area, and the redoing the old fountain, get that done also. So it's been just it's just been amazing to see the outpouring of support from our local business and community here in town. It's been wonderful.
Amazing. Wow, this is something to be a part of. We also have some improvements coming to Price Field up there on Tuxedo. I guess it's called Phase 3?
This will be Phase 3. Phase 2 were two previous quads that we built, four field units up above to the north. Mm-hmm. This is the center four quad that's actually going to be more of a five-plex when it's completed. It'll have four finish fields in it and then one that's kind of going to be a practice area that's got a little road that zigs through it that we're going to keep that road in. But once we reroute that traffic off of Tuxedo into the south end of the park, we will be able to finish that quad. But it will be finished in its entirety. It's a $3.6 million, I believe, improvement. It's the most expensive improvement we've done to that park up there. The others have been $1 million, $1.8 million, and this one will be $3.6 million, I believe, or $3.4 million. But it includes a lot of things that we need. It's a centralized hub for a lot of electrical needs there. We're going to build a brand new block concession stand with additional restrooms up there. We're also going to build block storage buildings for the previous two quads where we haven't had any storage units up there where we could keep lime and shovels and marking equipment and things like that. So those are going to be constructed, and we're also adding electrical up to those other quads too that we can provide for electrical needs on the baseball fields that we typically haven't had in the past just because we didn't get that done in our first phases. So just a tremendous kind of a final phase to this upper group of fields. So we're really looking forward to kicking that off and getting that started.
It's going to be a bit of a showplace when it's done.
It is going to be a wonderful park. It's been a long time coming, and it's been tremendously supported through the bond issues from the community. They realize that this is something that we really need to get on track and done, and that it's easier for our city to maintain it. The YMCA is running the programs up there, all the fields up there. They're doing a terrific job of scheduling and getting kids signed up and getting coaches in. So it's been a different process over the last 4 or 5 years to get this to this stage, but a lot of people worked really hard to bring it here, and it's going to be a great addition to the community.
We're talking with Councilman Jim Kern, and maybe with all of this work that's been done, we might be able to land a few tournaments where folks could maybe spend a weekend or maybe even a week here in Bartlesville and see how they like it.
Well, ultimately, I mean, we have a lot of needs that we can catch up on things like that. We haven't been able to do that much, but even when I was coaching baseball with my two boys, I talked to somebody the other day, we've all put on tournaments in those old fields, so it will be a far better showcase to have. It's going to be tournament quality, and it's going to be available to the user groups and to the YMCA to bring some tournaments to town. So we're looking forward to hopefully that being kind of a regular part of what we do every year, and yes, we'll definitely be able to bring some people into towns and sleep in the hotels and eat in the restaurants and from there. So it's going to be good all around.
There's a little talk about the GO bond and what can we do to better Bartlesville. I understand that that was a little bit of a discussion last night.
It was a lengthy discussion. We have two bonds capabilities coming. We have a CIP, which is a sales tax that we have, a quarter cent sales tax. Then we have a GO bond and then the CIP. So we have two bonds coming available. So we've grouped those together and we've come up with about $30 million worth of projects. And we went over all of those last night. They're not all finalized, but there's a $13 or $14 million worth of streets. There's new equipment for the city. Our technology at the city is constantly becoming outdated and we're having to replenish it. And we've probably been a little behind in some of that anyway. So there's a lot of needs throughout the administration, the buildings, the facilities, and so we've got a lot of things to address, and the council's got about a month to go over that list and finalize it, and we'll bring it to the council. It'll be in January. We'll try to finalize that list of what we're going to be doing.
I know that some folks have been, anxious about, is my street going to get a little bit of treatment? Are the downtown streets going to get a little bit of treatment? But sure. Again, that's all part of the process right now.
Correct. Yeah. But the downtown streets are addressed. We've got $2 million. We're going to be starting those very soon.
Oh, good.
So those are done. But we do have a lot of neighborhood streets to be done. We've got some drainage issues to take care of. We've also got a communication issue with our police department where their repeaters don't work on certain parts of town. So they can hear what the chatter, but sometimes they can't radio in. So we've got a $2 million little price tag in there that we don't really know the cost. That just came up in the last couple of meetings with the police department. So we're working to finalize that cost, and hopefully that'll be something in the bond issue so that our police can communicate with dispatch and with each other flawlessly throughout the day. They can still communicate. They just have to switch channels now, which is cumbersome and more difficult to do. So that's something we're looking at, too, that's going to be hopefully in the bond issue that we can take care of also.
Well, you don't want that happening in the heat of the moment.
No, we got to have streamlined and smooth communications. We've got a great police department. Our police chief's doing a wonderful job, and so we're looking forward to trying to take care of that.
There's been some talk about changing the way some of our parking slots look on the downtown streets. Are we looking at perhaps angle parking where we have the width of the road to do to get more cars in there?
All I can say is parking downtown is always a consideration. So I don't know what the next angle will be for the angled parking, but yes, we're always concerned about downtown parking. With the success of downtown, the landscaping we've been doing, the paving of the streets, the success of the new businesses that we're having downtown, parking is at a premium. So we realize that, and we're hopefully looking into some ways to keep people able to come and go to the storefronts down there so our businesses down there can conduct business every day.
Very good. What else took place last night? I mean, I know that the whole bond situation thing did take a lot of time looking at projects and kind of sifting through that. Is there anything that I missed on this?
Well, we've got a new information system that we're working with in the city, a new software program. And as a result, some of our data that we have relative to certain things that we do every day doesn't fit in the structure of the new, doesn't fit the way it normally would fit under our program. So we reviewed our fees and schedules last night, and also some wording. We got wording on how and who we tax or who we require to have occupational licenses or business licenses. So we got into a lengthy discussion about that last night and ended up tabling it because it's going to take some more work. We've got a Councilman Gentius, an attorney on our staff, on our council, was not comfortable with some of the wording relative to how the city has the ability to determine who to tax, an occupational tax or business tax. So we're going to put him together with the city attorney and Lisa Beeman, our city planner, and have work through that process and perhaps have a special meeting in December to finalize that. We'd like to have had it done last night for our rollout of this new software after the first of the year. So we were kind of under a time crunch to get that done, but we'll just have to meet again hopefully this month to finalize that so that we can get that proper wording and structure in the new software so that when people come in for a license, they can easily determine what the license fee is and who is the business that needs that license.
That clarity is very, very important.
It is, and it's a very cumbersome process, and it's getting, it just coming to a head with the new software rollout the first year, so we were kind of crunched together last night to try to solve it, and there's some wording issues within it that need to be changed. There's a councilman that like to offer some amendments to the way things are wording, and I think we'll have a better opportunity to do that in this interim period between now and the next meeting. We'll get some of those issues solved.
Very good. Jim Kurd, thank you very much. It's a pleasure having you on board.
Oh, glad to be here this morning. Thank you.
City Councilor Jim Kurd, right here with the City of Bartlesville. I'm Tom Davis, and you've been listening to